Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches His people about life in the kingdom of God.
We're studying Matthew 6, verses 16 to 18, and today we come to this promise Jesus made that God will reward you for fasting. Verse 16, when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you're fasting, but only to your Father who's unseen. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Why does God offer a reward for fasting? For that matter, why does God offer rewards for anything? What's the purpose of a reward? Jesus promises here that you fast in private, you fast with this right motive, for God alone, and He will reward you. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time. I know that brings a lot of questions. People think it's kind of a substandard motive to want to get reward from God, and I can't re-preach all that. We covered that in a lot of detail back in verses 1 to 6 in chapter 6. So if you want to learn about reward, you can go back and do that study. All I'll say now is, if you were taught that doing things in order to get reward from God is some sort of a substandard motive, you have been taught wrong. It is the highest motive there is. And throughout this entire chapter is what Jesus is teaching us to do. The whole chapter 6 is devoted to this principle. Everything you do, you should do for reward from God. Everything. And fasting is not no exception. If you fast with the right motives, God will reward you. That should motivate your heart. And it really should be all the reason we need to fast. Remember last week I said fasting is never commanded in the Old Testament? It's never commanded. But for Jesus to offer a reward for it is tantamount to command. It's essentially the same thing as commanding it. And here's why. When God commands something, all He's doing is showing us that, A, it's the right thing to do, and B, He's obligating us to do it. Right? That's what a command does. This is the right way to go, and you're obligated to go there. That's a command. And offering a reward does those same two things. Offering a reward, it shows us this is the right thing to do, and it obligates us to do it. You say, wait a minute, I'm with you on the first one, but what about that second one? How does offering a reward obligate me? I mean, if I see a sign on a post that says $20 reward for return of my lost cat, that doesn't morally obligate me to go find the cat. But, here's what I would suggest. Reward from God is different because of faith. We are morally bound to trust in the goodness of God. We're not morally bound to trust in the goodness of the cat owner, but we are morally bound to trust in the goodness of God. Somebody says, I'll give you a reward for the cat thing. The $20 may or may not motivate me. They may or not be able to afford to offer a reward that's going to be enough for me to go through the trouble. And so I don't have to trust in their ability to do that, but I do have to trust in God's ability to do that. If God promises, if God looks at you and says, hey, you do this thing, I'll make it worth your while. I promise, I'll make it worth your while. And that doesn't motivate us, what does that prove? It proves we do not trust His generosity and goodness. See that? And we are obligated to have faith in God. That is a moral requirement. Therefore, it is a sin not to be motivated by God's promises of reward because it shows a lack of faith. So faith obligates us to do anything that God promises a reward for. And so does love, by the way. Not only does faith obligate us, but love obligates us. Even apart from the faith and the reward, because if somebody promises a reward for something, that shows that they want that thing. People reward what they want done, right? So reward, offering a reward is an expression of a desire. And if somebody says, I'll reward you if you do that, that means they desire that thing. And if they desire that thing, if you love that person, you're going to want to do what they desire, right? Tracy, a few weeks ago, told me she had misplaced her slippers. And she came to me and told me that she would give me $5 if I found her slippers. She's used to dealing with the kids, but sometimes we do a lot of joking around in our house. Anyway, so she says, I'll give you $5, Daryl, if you can find my slippers. Well, the $5 thing was not enough of a reward to motivate me. I hate looking for things. I spend most of my life looking for lost things, and I don't want to do that. $5 isn't enough to make that worth my while. So the reward meant nothing to me. But when she said that, it was kind of funny, you know, and I thought, it was just clear. She just really wanted to find these slippers. She'd been looking for them for like a couple of months, and her feet were cold. And so she just really wanted her slippers. Well, I wasn't motivated by that reward, but I was motivated by love. When she offered that reward, it made me think of how much she wanted them, and I was willing to go look for them. And I found them, by the way. They were under the bed. I still had not received the $5. So I was right to be skeptical about the reward part. But thankfully, the love motive was enough because it really was fun to present those slippers to her. She was looking for them for like 2 months, and I said, hey, look what I found, and that was fun. So if God offers a reward, not for finding his slippers, but for fasting, if he offers a reward for something, that means he desires that thing, he wants that thing, and the mere fact that he wants it obligates me morally to do it if I love him. Right? Anytime somebody wants something, assuming it's not an evil desire, then if you love that person, you're obligated to do that thing if you can, if it's your responsibility. And so God doesn't have to formally command it. And of course, all of God's desires are only good. And so his desires really are our command. Because if he wants something, that means it's morally good, which means we ought to do it. And if we ought to do it, then we're obligated to do it. He doesn't have to command it. All he has to do is offer reward, and we're obligated. We're obligated by both faith and love. You see that? Faith, trusting in that he, in his ability to make it worth our while, his generosity and goodness, and love because we desire whatever he desires. So, must we fast? Yes, we must fast. Promise of reward makes it a moral obligation. And he'll reward us. Now, what's the reward? What do we get? I don't know. It doesn't say. Jesus leaves that undisclosed. I think Jesus wants us to think primarily in terms of heavenly reward, the reward we're going to get in heaven, not on earth now, because when he first brings up the idea of reward in this sermon, it's in Matthew 5, verse 12, and he specifies reward in heaven. Rejoice and be glad because great is your reward in heaven. And then all this stuff about reward, and then the very next verse after this passage is verse 19 of chapter 6. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, but store up treasures in heaven. So it's heavenly reward. But we don't know what it is. He purposely keeps it secret. He doesn't show it to us. He doesn't show it to us because he wants us to be moved, not by seeing the reward and saying, oh, I want that, but by just trusting in his goodness. And if he says it's going to be good, it's going to be good. That kind of an attitude. So he doesn't give us even the slightest clue what this reward is. And I think since he goes on to talking about storing up reward in heaven, I get the feeling that it's a future focus. It's not talking about reward now, but on Judgment Day. You get this reward on Judgment Day.
What if God were joking around with you and said, I'll give you $5 if you'll just fast when it's appropriate to fast? Well, if you're like me, you can't imagine God joking around with you, but my point isn't the joking. It's to imagine God saying something to you that alerted you to how much he wanted something. You know, I already knew my wife wanted to find her slippers, but when she offered me that reward, it made me realize how urgent it was to her in that moment. Imagine God saying something like that to you about fasting. Well, you don't really have to imagine it because he did say something like that, just like that, about fasting right here in this text. He offered you a reward if you'll do it. Take some time to let that sink into your heart. This fact that God really, really wants you to do this, so much so that He offers a reward.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.